and give them to you.
All right, you know what day it is, and you know what time it is. Yes, this is the Insight Hour. It's 12 midnight on the East Coast. It's 9 o'clock in my beloved city by the bay. It is 6 o'clock right here on the Big Island as the sun goes down on Puna. I must give thanks to the Creator for a glorious day and a safe week, and I hope you do the same. As we express our thanks, it can offset any spanks that we may get in the future or have received in the past. For now, the Insight Hour is on. Our host, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, is on the road, so you are left here with me. I'm at home, and I'm Reverend Roxy, and we are the Insight Hour, and this is BBSRadio.com, and I give thanks and praises for that. Yes, the Insight Hour is brought to you by Tetrahedron.org. Yes, that publishing company that brings you love, the real Da Vinci Code, and is bringing you the Love Code Seminar, supporting and all the people out there. So you need to stay in touch. Right off the top, I have to remind you, go to Dr. Len's site and navigate yourself through the information that will lead you to the sensation of the mathematical matrix. Yes, 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 yes. You know, my father passed on September 2nd, Sunday, and I had my show Mission Possible, and after I got off the show, I had some insight, and it's kind of like it just continues and continues. And so I thought I'd share for you tonight, because, you know, Dr. Len and I are very much into the books of inspiration. And what we do is, a lot of times, the information comes to us through just a thought. And you pick up a book of inspiration. And when I mean a book of inspiration, it may be the Torah, it might be the Kabbalah, it could be the Bible, it could be the Quran, it could be anything. It could be Emerson, or it could be any of the great poets, or anybody that has contemplated the world and contemplated divinity. You see, the whole idea of the Insight Hour is to prepare our vessels for divinity. We don't want to be a leaky vessel. Once we're filled with the light, we don't want that light to, unless we want to shed it on somebody and bring them into the light, then we let it shine bright. So I thought that it was really important that I kind of consult the good book. And, you know, it took me to a place where I really hadn't been in a long time, and I thought about it, and I said, oh my goodness, this is an example of what Dr. Len is talking about. We're talking about faith here. We're talking about health here. We're talking about how we deal with the things that are almost impossible to deal with. And through it all, there's an inspiration and a belief for all of you out there to believe in God and believe in the messenger that was sent to the bereft and impoverished Israelites to bring them back into the fold and to remind them of the greatest law that has been laid down ever. Greater, greater, greater. Love. Love. This is what is necessary. Love. And that love has to radiate out. That love is a thing. You see, now they say the former things are soon to pass away. Never, never will love pass away. We won't let it. That's the fundamental crux of our whole being as we come up in this year, 21st century, trying to reason the entities that are working against love. Can't feel the love. Their vessels are too weak. And their vessels start to leak. And that vitality that comes from knowing that you are clean, that you are full of the divine, that you arrived and that you are online. For narrow is the door to heaven. Now, for those of you who know, you know that St. Mark, you know that Luke, you know that these men, they witnessed the greatness of the one who came from the Father. Always reminding all of us that it is not me that you worship, it is my Father, you see. And what we and all the people who feel in their soul life are connected genetically, they got the gene for the divine, are working their magic. That's how we get to this point where strange combinations, just like in a chemistry lab, are coming together. Individuals, individual acts multiplied by what? By one, you see. And that way we replicate the truth of the matter. That until we are bereft of breath, we have an opportunity to not only know God, but to be the perfect example if we choose to act as if. God is a creator. Now, I have to say that to you because there's a lot of destruction going on right now. There's a lot of people talking death, destruction, that they got to go somewhere and they got to kill and maim and do what they need to do to make us safe. And all I'm saying, America, that's not how it goes. We cannot let this happen. Now, everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you can't put out a fire with gasoline. Bushman, Bushman. Everybody knows that you can't put out a fire with gasoline. Bushman, Bushman. You can't carry water in a sieve. What? You can't bury people who should live. No. And everybody knows that you can't put out a fire with gasoline. You see, it's water. And the water must. Wow. Even if it's our tears to put out this idea of this war that is coming, you see. Now, we have to remember that's what's the most important thing. And, you know, when I read Mark and I read how the clever way in which Christ knew that they were coming for him, and he said, no, you know, there's great women in the Bible that have left their mark. And one of them was the woman who took the ointment and poured it all over him. And everybody was getting all out of sorts because they was like saying, no, that's enough ointment to heal a whole lot of poor people. What about the poor people? What did the wise one say? He said, they'll be poor. They'll be poor long after I go. But what this woman did was give me great relief, bestowed upon me a great honor. And I appreciate that. And in appreciating it, know what happened? It made everybody crazy that was not into appreciating the thanks that this man received and the gifts that he received. So they plotted against him. You know the Bible? Everybody knows the Bible. We're living it. We're living it. There's betrayal. There's love. There's incest. We're living it. It's everything. It's kind of like when you study Buddhism, you know, they ask, well, my goodness, the Buddha sure did preach a lot of lessons. Oh, he was always talking. He was talking, talking, talking. Well, he was talking. He was expounding because people had so many questions, just like they have of Dr. Len. Dr. Len is on, folks. I hope all of you have been listening to the Insight Hour, paid your dues, and are in those archives, and you know he was correct. Forget right or wrong. He was correct, because now we are starting to see the effects of all the insane playing. Part of that insane playing is the fact that a lot of times our physicians will see a malady, and it doesn't stop them or give them pause to think about how that individual come to have that malady. They want to just get right to it. They want to fix it. They want to be God. But when they prescribe, and when they diagnose, and when they do their job, and it doesn't work because there's no faith in it, it's just science. You see, doctors would be so much more successful if they were reading the Love the Real Dementia Code, which is published by tetrahedron.org, and you can also come through drlenhorowitz.com. Either way you go, you're going to come up with the truth. The doctors of today don't know anything about today. They're all just playing, operating on whatever, but it's not the divine. One of the incredible speakers that I had ever heard that talked about how testing is being done when you send your blood in or that biopsy or whatever. It's just that a lot of these companies that are doing these tests are being operated in a way in which it's less than real, for they are not doing the test. And there's no way with the way the tests are so backlogged, because now everybody wants to test this, test that, test this. We haven't been putting all of our laboratory technicians, we haven't been paying them, they haven't wanted to become them, so it all is shopped out of the country and is being run. So you can see that we have not replaced our pool of lab technicians who want or are interested in doing the test. And so therefore, once that happens, what you have is people doing what's called, I heard this woman say, it's not a laboratory test. It's a laboratory test. In other words, they pour your test down the drain, and then they send you the results they want you to have. Now, how are you going to prove that? So therefore, if you're going to test them, test God. That's what we're asking you to do. Test the matrix. Test the science that's put in front of you. Test that individual. If they pass, then whew, just breathe a sigh of relief and incorporate that experience and identify with it, analyze it, and then make a generalization that hopefully will hold you up in the future. This is how we are going to move and groove through the 21st century. And these uncertain times, especially when it comes to these here viruses and bacteria and flus and all these things, I have to tell you how invincible you are against all of that, for that is made of man, nothing to do with God, and your faith will keep you and carry you forward. Rah, rah. And this is all I can say about what is coming. It says that I am fortified, that faith is accumulative, that the things that Dr. Len has said, the research and the books that he have read, is all coming down to the truth, that this here AIDS epidemic, hepatitis C, whatever, put all the initials together, put all of them from A to Z, all of it is not real, folks. It's how we deal with it, how we respond to it, how we fight it, how we welcome it sometimes, only to send it on its way. For all of you out there who are looking for answers, answers are there to be had, but you have to do your homework. That's why all of you who are listening to BBSRadio.com, all of you who bother to tune in or download or archive or give some moment of attention to the Insight Hour, to Dr. Lennon, and to Reverend Roxy and Mission Possible, we are trying to work back and forth, trying to get you to understand many things have been done in man's name. Many things have been done that are very insane. Many people will be guilty of being the contaminators of all time. And even then, we cannot curse them. We cannot persecute them. But we must identify the problem, segregate it, and pray for them and get them to repent so that we can put them back into the fold. Or, as they say in another book of inspiration, their place will be in the eternal lake of fire. Now, some people say, whoa, that's another word for hell. Well, yeah. You see, when I look at that lake, I look at that lake and I see all those souls in that lake, and I'm going to see all those souls, and we're going to stand on that shore of that lake, and we're going to ask them, all of us righteous individuals are going to ask them, how's the water? You see, is it hot enough for you? Are you okay? And we will hear people responding to us. You know, it is truth that cause and effect rules the world, and that you cannot make a negative cause and suffer a positive effect, nor can you make a positive cause and suffer a negative effect. Our faith, and I will continue to say this for all of you who doubt, for all of you atheists out there, go ahead. But you better believe in something. So if you can't believe in God, then you had better believe in yourself. And if you don't believe in yourself, then you better find yourself somebody to believe in. And the way you can get to the truth is to deal with those who have been persecuted in the past, who have things to say. Listen to these people. They may shape you. They may give you some answer that you may need that will make sense for where you are in the world. You have opportunities. Opportunities are never missed. Other people get them. That's why Dr. Len writes, the opportunity for you to pick up a book, whether it be Healing Celebrations, or whether it be Love the Real Da Vinci Code, or whether it be Death in the Air, or his book, The Pirates of the Spiral DNA. He's getting ready to revise that. Bring it up to date, because there is information for you to have. Let me give an example. I have heard from both the Strecker, and you can look this up yourself, the Strecker Memorandum, and also for those of you, I'm getting my website together so you'll be able to contact me and link on these links, but for now I'm coming off the top of my head. There is a situation here where we can get down to it with the Congress to ask them to look into this idea, just the idea that these people may have designed all of these things. We need to know now, and a congressional investigation would be very refreshing in these times. Let's put somebody up here, because, see, Genentech and all of these other gene places, they've been doing work, and this work is now surfacing, and we're starting to see more cancers, way more cancers. You see, this is what's bothering me. We've had a cancer association forever. We've had the Red Cross is now dealing with more and more and more and more and more of these catastrophic illnesses that hit families. We've got the subprime loans. I mean, it's all coming together economically, spiritually. It's all coming together. And like Ben Harper says, out of the sacks of history, shame from a path rooted in pain, we have the opportunity to ascend, to rise by studying and knowing and experimenting with those things that seem just too incredible to believe in, that we can shape, that we can create a loving and disease free society. That's worth working for. That's worth acting as if you are God, in a sense that you know you're filled with that spirit and that there isn't anything you can do to help. You see, I'll tell you, the other side feels just like that, you see. And they're overwhelming us. You see, we got to get more serious about our determination to right this. And the only way to right it is for all the Christians, all the Jews, all the Islam, all the Abba Dabba do with the Church of Abba Dabba. I don't care who you are. You need to step up to the plate, everybody, individually, and be counted. Be counted. Now, I don't know any other place to do that except right there on the web, one by one by one. I would love to see some type of, universal blog. I mean universal, where everybody signs the Declaration of Humanhood, of civilization and civil rights, and that for one more time we sit down with the beast and we say, now, what is it that you believe in? Oh, you believe in tear gassing? You won't sign this. You won't sign that. You won't sign this. Well, guess what? Elitism is not popular. How am I saying that? That the elite think that because they're elite that they must be popular, and that's so far away from the truth. So far away from the truth, folks. And I'm telling you something else. We've got to find ourselves somebody to run. We need to have somebody to run. Somebody that makes us feel good. Somebody that at least wants to reason the situations and the issues and wants to take this Congress and Senate and back them up, for their morals have become corrupt. We know this. Look what's happening. Look what's happening. How in, you know, it must be something they're eating. It must be something they're drinking. It may be to do with something they're reading. I don't know. Isn't it just blow your mind in a way, but not? Because you have to be so distanced from reason that you would give up a Senate career for some kind of serious titillation in a bathroom? That after all this, you're not resigning, you're quitting. Rove is not resigning, he's quitting. All of these people that are walking, don't it feel like Watergate? Yes, it does. They're quitting, they're not resigning. Now, what we need to do is we need to stay on them. And that's where our press comes in. That's why I love BBSRadio.com. And Dodd has got some surprises for all you listeners out there, because soon it's going to be visually pleasant. And soon it's going to, you know, so many ways in which people can learn. You know, they can learn through reading and be reached. They can learn through from hearing someone else read what they needed to read. Or they can see it. See it for themselves unfolding right before their eyes, moment by moment. That's why I'm loving the idea of there being reporters and hosts and anchor people, and that we begin to create a news where you can go check it out. It's kind of like back in the 60s where some people were down in DuPont Circle and the riot was going on, and they was looking out the window and they were reporting that there was a riot in DuPont Circle, but the riot was up the street and they were saying it was DuPont Circle, and she'd look out and it'd be like birds singing and people walking through the park, and she just saw that there was a difference between what she was hearing and what she was seeing, and it was there that she logged that, and it didn't make any sense until she met me. Because there is where I'm talking about agent provocateurs, people who are of color that can come in and you think, oh, they're just the bagger. No, they're working for the government. And they're sent there to throw that Coke bottle through that drugstore window, because that's the signal for the whole melee to start. It is the same thing that's going to happen to us now. Every time we gather, there will be agent provocateurs. So we have to have monitors. This is why we have to have this inside hour to really let you know this isn't doom and gloom. You could ask yourself, if we are all scheduled for execution, where would you, what is it that you want to do? If they have a plan to depopulate this world by 80%, what percent of the people do you want to be with? And who is going to survive? Because a lot of the things that they've set on us, they can't stop from hitting them back. It's the boomerang. You can't throw this stuff out. You don't have to call back a good gene, but you certainly can never call back a bad gene. You send these things out into the universe. And see, all back in 1978 when they were all trying to deal with the ethics of genetic splicing, and they were trying to figure out whether they were going to use Escherichia coli or, you know, the E. coli bacteria, whether they were going to, whether it was ethical to use something which is found inside of humans. But they had to, they go, because it's easy. It's easy. But I don't want to get into genetics and gene splicing, because it's got us all in trouble. And now we have that famous word, GMOs. And like I know, this is a bad thing, because this is not of God. It is of man. And it can't be called back. There's no way. So what it's going to do is depopulate not only us, but the things of the world that support us. And on top of that, then you take the CO2. Now, if we start breathing more CO2 and the parts per million go up, then our atmosphere, you see, we there's nowhere else to go. There's this inversion layer and stratospheres, and up there there's all this stuff, and then we got the shuttle going up, go, pissing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, bringing and dragging this stuff and circling the Earth. This is what you see in folks. This is progress that speeds us up, but it results in not so much time. Can't you feel it, folks? When it's like that movie, Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. I want to get off. Well, there's no getting off. There's nowhere to go. This is it. God gave us this. And we are either going to stand firm and preserve it, or like clockwork orange, put the toothpicks in your eyes. You're going to make us watch this one go down, up, boom, goodbye. Sparks. The Big Bang. Parts per million. Atomic particles. They've done a good job. Now it's our turn to clean it up. It is our turn to begin to be intelligent. But there's a risk in that. Should we ever all wake up? Oh my goodness, have they got a plan? So you know, they started out with that LSD and mind-altering stuff. It was all an accident. It's kind of like what they call serendipity. You know, man spills some liquid on his hands, rides his bicycle home. 2 days later, he realizes, wow, that was a trip. So they work backwards. What is this? Oh, this is LSD. Oh, okay. All right. Well, what can we do with it? Oh, this stuff's a trip. Oh, yeah, you put somebody on it, they start to talk and they start to babble, and you can spook them out. All you have to do is put your hands in front of them and they see the trails, and that spooks them out, gets their brain all crazy. Oh, this might be a good interrogation. This might be a good thing to use when we want to discredit people, you know. Just put a little in there, put in a coffee here or there, get it in their body, and since there's really nothing bad that happens, but we'll call the psychiatrist, or we'll get the doctor or the police over here once you've administered, and they'll be acting all crazy and doing it. And all you have to do is just kind of scare them and go boop, and then they just kind of go psychotic, and then you can lock them up. So, you know, this product for some that was brought to us to open up our minds and for some people to delve inside and to bring things right or to set things. There's so many good things that LSD could have done for us in society. They decided to discredit it and to use it for themselves. And that's a whole history that no one really has ever dealt with, is how many tabs of acid the government has bought and distributed over a period of time to do the work. And these are things that are very real. It's not paranoia. I'm 55 years old, so it's not like I read these things. These are places. I know for one, I was hanging out with my friends when I was 17. And you know, when you're in high school, you go to a diner. There's kids from all over. They're from every high school, you know, and you're sitting there and you're eating your sundae, you know, and some guy comes up and tells you, hey, guess what I put in your sundae? And the next thing you know, you're tripping. You're on a trip, you know. Well, it was the summer of love or whatever it is that you're doing. You don't want to get all put out. You're on your trip. So you don't want to blow it. So you just enjoy it. And you kind of look at that person like they're crazy. But this is the kind of things that I have experienced and know, that people will cross over boundaries. So you take that little piece of information and you log it and you know. So then you say to yourself, well, I got to be more careful when I'm out. I got to do this or that to make sure that people don't poison me or put this in this or that and that. These are the things that we need to look at. I like to talk about it because we've forgotten. They've lulled us into this false sense of security that now they are altering our minds through our beverages and our food and all of that. And if that don't work, and should we all wake up and not stay, as Dr. Len says, dumbed down, then they got, the police are all ready to help us out, and they got lots of chemicals that can cause amnesia to where we're in large crowds, and then we forget, And I ain't talking about any marijuana or anything like that. But we'll forget while we're there, and we'll go with them. And the next thing you know, we're inside the containment center, and we wonder how we all got there. And we all have the same shared experience. And everything is, but we're in. You see, America, there is a plan. Now, you know, you can turn around and you can say, well, yeah, Dad, you've been saying that. But it's happened before. And these are the same people. And when you look back in the 50s and you see that we befriended the fascists against the communists. This is why these pharmaceutical companies and let me tell you something. I had my mind blown today. We are in the process of perhaps a woman who had her civil rights violated, and she was a black woman here in Hawaii, lived here all her life, born here in Hawaii, and we do have some problem with the court systems over here in terms of how they see the minorities in general. The Japanese pretty much have it all locked down in the courts, and I'm not saying that all Japanese people don't like people of color, but they are pretty much to their own, and they don't get excited even about Koreans. I mean, they don't even like Koreans, so it's not like it's Asians or something like that. Japanese people are just really, really particular about, and that's the only thing it said, because I'm not saying that all Japanese people are racist. I'm just saying that over here in these court systems that we have, they exercise a peculiar sort of justice. Well, they picked on the wrong woman. Now this woman is planning to bring Reverend Al Sharpton over here to shake it up about civil rights. And yes, Reverend Al Sharpton can speak on civil rights. He's been doing it. And I think it's going to be a wonderful thing for him to come over here with the spirit to explain how we could start our own national action network and to inspire us. And that he can do because he's been preaching since he was 4 years old. So it's not for me to question the motives. I wouldn't want anybody to question the motives of my career, and I'm not questioning the motives of Al Sharpton's career. I'm happy that Al Sharpton is coming to the Big Island. I'll be able to give you the particulars. Dr. Len Horowitz is happy he's coming. We're shaking it up, folks. We're coming together. We're going to have an understanding. Like my father, Danger Stewart, said, we the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified, have been doing the unbelievable for so long with so little. We now attempt to do the impossible with nothing. That is the truth, folks. That is the truth. Now, Dr. Len is going to be on the road. And let me tell you, Dr. Len has an itinerary, and Dr. Len is going to Sacramento. He'll be in Sacramento doing the Love Code Seminar on September 14th, 15th, I think through the 16th, and then he's going to be hauling all over the place, trying, and everybody, just go to drlenhorowitz.com and then click on the Love Code Seminar and check out the itinerary. He's going to be up in Portland, Oregon. He's going to be down in Southern California. And you, if you'd like, have an opportunity to have a Love Code Seminar in your own area so that you can begin to tap into the power of the mathematical matrix and the 528 frequency of love. And it heights. 528 heights. That's right. Yeah, I'm enjoying myself. I hope that y'all enjoy listening to me. I'm Reverend Roxy, and I am happy to say that Dr. Len thinks that much of me that I can hold it down. I keep hoping that I'll hear a beeping that maybe he'd be calling in, but I think he's on the road. I think he's driving, and that in itself, he knows. Although he did say he might pull over to the side at some point and come in. You know, folks, a lot of what's happening to us in terms of the world, and I was really about to, we're going to get back to Mark, because I wanted you to know that when I asked for the inspiration, it took me straight to the issue of blood and the woman who touched Christ's garment. And he felt, I mean, here he's got people bumping into him all over the place. They touch, you know, I got a Jesus Christ superstar. You remember that song? See my eyes, I can hardly see. See me stand, I can hardly walk. I believe he can make me well. See my tongue, I can hardly talk. You know, that kind of thing. Well, this woman had been bleeding, folks. You know, and what we're talking about here, when you think about it, this woman was bleeding for 12 years. Never stopped. Has to be the most uniquely unusual uterine bleeding ever this woman was cursed with. And she had been suffering with it. Physicians could not help her. And at this time, with the Jewish law the way it was, for a woman to be bleeding that much, no relations could she have, her bed clothes. You can imagine what it must have been like. So she was shunned. But when she heard the man was coming through, she had heard all the miracles. She knew in her heart of hearts that if she could just get close enough to him, just to touch him, not even to talk to him, but to be in the same space, she was sure that she would receive a healing, that she would be cured. And with that desperation, she encountered mighty faith. And she made her way through the throngs of people. And she reached out and she touched the garment, just touched it. And he said, someone touched me. I know that power has gone out of me. And the woman, seeing that she had been caught, she couldn't go unnoticed. She was trembling and she fell at his feet. In the presence of all those people, and she bared her soul and she told him. We're talking embarrassing, but she told him what was wrong with her, and instantly the blood dried up and she was healed no longer. And what did he say to her? Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. Oh, just then a woman, we are talking, a woman just touches him. Your faith has healed you. And she was healed from that moment. Well, with everything that is coming our way, that type of faith is absolutely necessary, folks. That the faith that you are practicing, the divinity that you are experiencing, is a result of who you seek out. She was desperate. She suffered. She endured medical cures. She was hopelessly incurable. She had only grown worse under the doctor's care. She was destitute. She spent all the money she had. Does anybody can identify with that? But in her action, she was earnest. Oh, yes, she believed that that man could heal her. And she said it over and over and over again. If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed. If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. She was ready to just break every social taboo. She was ready to do everything that she thought was absolutely going to get her in trouble just to get there. And you can imagine that life. And you can imagine how she felt when she got her results. And it was just his outer robe. But he turned around. And what I want you to know is that he was in the spirit, you see. That's the way you are when you're in the spirit. You notice everything. Just a tiny little tug. But all the virtue. We're talking about virtue here. This is the man of Galilee. This is the faith. This is what we as Christians should be expressing. I mean, Jesus did her a big favor. Yeshua did her a big favor. He healed her, and not only did he heal her, but he put her back. He how would you say? He saved her from her affliction, and he restored her social standing. Oh, the power had gone out for healing. He knew someone had touched him. This is what we're looking for, folks. She publicly confessed, and he made a public declaration. This is how it went, and this is how it goes. She recognized that she was in the presence of God, in the presence of divinity. She had fear, but that she moved beyond. And for all of you out there who are helping other people, remember that Jesus was reassuring her with the words, take heart, and that he was addressing her as a daughter, which is an expression of love and concern. And he blessed her, for he said, go in peace. In other words, from now on, no more strife. Go in peace. This is the beauty. This is the beauty. And we all have that power in us. And this is the power of the healings that we need to experience. You know, we're going to get down to it. I have a guest. Well, at least I think I have a guest. I think the person wants to speak. Why don't you, I have a person I want you to meet. Because she's going to be coming on the Mission Possible Radio Hour more regularly with me as we begin to create our corners. Her name is Sativa Jones, and she's going to talk to you for a couple of minutes about some things that will be coming up.
Hi, RJ.
Hi. Hi. Go for it. We don't have much time, but we have about 10 minutes.
Okay. I was going to talk tonight about some alternative medicine, some different treatments that people can give themselves instead of buying a prescription or going to a doctor. And one is just for the common cold itself. If you're getting a cold, you're starting with a sore throat, one of the most effective things to do is to take a piece of garlic. It's got to be fresh. You can use the garlic oil. No, you have to use fresh piece of garlic. You take two pieces, cut them up. And if you have a garlic press, it's the best. Press them in the garlic. But if not, you can just cut them up really small, put them in a cup, and then put a tiny bit of water in there. I mean, like, fill up a cap of, you know, of a bottle, and then put that in there, just a tiny little bit of water, very small, because you're going to use these as nose drops. And so you really just need enough water to make the nose drops for both sides of the nose. That's all. And the reason it's got to be nose drops is because when you're getting sick, you're breathing it in, and the infection, where it starts, is actually in your sinuses. You breathe it in, and the infection gets stuck there, and so then you'll have pressure in your sinuses. You might get a headache. And then it starts, depending on how bad the infection it gets, it starts to drip down, and that's what makes your throat sore. It's the dripping from the sinuses. Well, the only way to access the sinuses is through the nose. If you try to access the sinuses through the mouth, it's just going to the stomach. If you try through the ear, cannot. It's got to be through the nose. You have to drink your medicine through the nose in this way. And so you take the garlic, you cut up, put a tiny bit of water in, and then mash it. Now, the minute you cut garlic, really the minute you peel garlic, the medicinal effects of garlic start to leave it, start to evaporate. So really, when you do it, you have to use fresh garlic, and you have to be kind of quick about it. You make your cure, you take a spoon, and you mash it up. And you want to get the water, you want to get it, like, cloudy. It doesn't have to be, you know, totally yellow like the garlic. It's just cloudy. And when you do that, the best way to do it is to get a nose dropper. An eyedropper. Just get an eyedropper. Although some people have showed me techniques where you can use a straw, but you know, if you can, get an eyedropper and a garlic press, and so make this cure. And then you take the eyedropper and you add the liquid to it. Hold your head back. And if you can, get two eyedroppers, because I like to do it both at the same time. When you get the liquid, you just get the liquid, not the garlic pieces, just the liquid in both eyedroppers. And you hold your head back and you put it down your nose, the water solution, and the water garlic solution, say garlic water, in the eyedroppers. It makes it really easy for application. And then you've got the garlic cure. this is going to clean your sinuses out. And let me tell you, it sounds like it hurts, but it only hurts for 15 seconds. And then your whole head will clear up. And in fact, garlic, I found, realized in doing this, is an anesthetic because your whole nose will go numb after 15 seconds. Most people after that really want to spit because all the mucus just starts rushing out. Even if you are completely dry before you did this, all of the mucus and the things that's infecting you just starts coming out. It's like turning on a garden hose that's been sitting for a long time. I mean, everything in there just starts pouring out. And I would say 70% of the people will spit afterwards. And so it's good to be in a place, like I like to give it outside, where a person can just spit freely. But you'll really spit, and then you'll blow your nose because it'll all just be coming out. And you'll feel a lot better afterwards because that's where the illness is coming in, through the nose. And so you really have to attack it there first. Then it'd be good to take some organic vitamin C. I know they're making a lot of supplements GMO these days, so you have to really do some research and make sure your vitamin C isn't GMO. And this will really help you if you're getting sick. Now, but the important thing is to do it right when you're getting sick. Right when you first feel a sore throat, you make your garlic cure. Then you don't have to use those nasal sprays. And over the years, I've had this garlic cure for maybe 20 years now I've been doing it. And I've given, I mean, hundreds of garlic cures to people. And one person I gave it to had asthma. And but I gave it to him for a sinus infection. And then he told me later that before he gets asthma attacks, he can always feel a tightening in his chest in the morning. And so he always knows when he's going to get an attack. So one morning he got the tightening in his chest and thought he was going to get an asthma attack and gave himself a garlic cure, where he put the garlic liquid up his nose. And he said he didn't get the asthma attack. So this will just open your lungs, clean out your sinuses. This is just a great cure. If your illness has already dripped down from your sinuses into your lungs and has infected your lungs, and you're having like a cough or your lungs are really hurting and a chest cold, then you want to get garlic and ginger and you want to boil them up. You want to cut as much as you can, you know, two bulbs of ginger, you know, at least, and cut a whole hand of garlic, two bulbs of garlic and like a whole hand of ginger. Boil it together for a while, an hour and a half, even 2 hours. Get the liquid thick, and then drink it. But before you drink it, squeeze some lemon in your cup. Drink it, and you'll kill your lung infection. These are some good remedies that you can do at home. You don't have to go to the counter and get Robitussin. You don't have to get the stuff you're going to squirt up your nose chemicals. You just want to use ginger and garlic to really heal yourself, and you can, and it's inexpensive, and you'll feel these are cures you can carry with you. The garlic cure you can carry with you for your whole life, and you'll never get a cold again. As soon as you start to get it, you just wipe it out.
So you heard it. That's the garlic cure. You know, we're going to put that up on our website, Mission Possible Hour Radio Hour website. I want to ask you another question. You talking about garlic? Is there another? Are there other things that we can share with people right now, and then we can continue this conversation on Mission Possible Radio Hour? This is Sativa Jones. She's going to be doing your alternative health corner, and also she does the cards.
Okay. Well, we can't really go into this in great length because it's a long conversation, but I don't know how many of you are familiar with a book called The Water of Life, and this is a fabulous book. But what it deals with is basically all over the world, people use their urine, their own urine, as medicine. In America, we've been really brainwashed. We have to sit on a toilet, and if any like little drop hits us, we scream and wipe it off, and it's disgusting for us. And so we're really alienated from our urine. We don't know about it. But many people all over the world know very much about urine. Urine is, believe it or not, God, the Creator, has put the urine in our body as medicine. Some people would say, no, Sativa, that urine is a waste product. No, and I've heard that many times. No, actually, the fact of the matter is that urine travels with the blood. It travels right with the blood. If it was a waste product, you'd be dead. You wouldn't be able, your body wouldn't be able to survive it. No, urine is actually 100% sterile. It's been traveling with the blood, and it's been all over your body. Everywhere the blood goes, the urine goes. So everywhere it goes, it picks up information. It's got the information of your whole body in it, the urine. It knows exactly where you're suffering. It knows exactly where your pain, all of it is in the urine. When you take this back in, this becomes like a homeopathic treatment where you're getting just a little bit of what is hurting you. You're taking it back in. In this book, the two things that you're not supposed to do, you're not supposed to drink your urine if you're taking prescription drugs, because you don't want to take them back in your body. They're stressing your kidneys out. They're stressing your liver, making your liver very dirty. You don't want to take that back in. So if you're on prescription medicine, you need to get off of it before you start to imbibe in your urine. And the other thing is if you eat meat, and if you want to try the urine therapy, just fast off the meat for a little while. There's many hormones, there's many things in the meat. You don't want to take all that back in. So you're going to have to clean up your diet, and then you start to drink the urine. My friend, he's been experimenting with it, all kinds of things. If you ever scratch your eye, you get a scratch your cornea, and your eye is all watery, put urine drops in it. It's amazing. It'll clear up right away. Don't go to the doctor. Even if you get something in your eye, soak it in the urine. Absolutely just soak it. Hold it in a bowl and soak your eye. It will come out, even if it's a metal particle. It will come out of your eye. So there's all those kinds of cures. And then, for the Indians, if people in India, the sadhus, they drink, they're always, every morning, they drink their first morning glass of urine. And this is because the morning glass of urine has a huge amount of serotonins in it. And that's like the feel-good drug that's secreted by your pineal gland. The pineal gland used to secrete serotonins all the time, but because we have so much stress in the daytime and our bodies can't relax, the pineal gland is actually closed and only opens when you're asleep, when your body is totally relaxed. It's the only time your pineal gland will open. So actually the serotonins you'll create at night while you sleep, and then you pee them out first thing in the morning. So if you're drinking your glass in the morning, you will be more relaxed. That's why the sadhus in India, they can meditate in the same position, the same yoga position for 16 hours because they're full of the serotonin. Urine therapy, I know if you think, oh, that's disgusting, but a lot of that is our programming. And actually this is when you start to experiment with your urine, you get so, it's hard to even explain how close you become with yourself, and you know exactly what you've been eating and how clean you are. And it's an amazing process.
I want to thank you for that. I hope that you are listening to that and understand it. We'll be talking more about alternative medicines. I mean, this is what the Inside Hour is about. We don't want to leave out anything because somebody out there may hear this, do it, and have success at it. We're coming down to the last two or three minutes of our show, and I just want to let you know, I've just called it up. Yeah, you can go to the Dr. Len Horowitz .com, and you can pick up his schedule, but I'll let you know right now that Dr. Len is going to be Wednesday, September 5th. He's going to be in Huntington Beach, California, doing the Love Code premiere. This is going to be incredible. If you're down in that area or even anywhere near Huntington Beach, you need to get over to and contact Robin Jones, 714-891-5117, and go on over there. And listen, there's a $20 donation requested, but I doubt that anybody will be turned away at the door. Then he's going to be in Tarzana, California on Thursday, September 6th. He's going to be, you can pick all this up on drlenhorowitz.com. He's going to be in San Francisco on Sunday, September 9th. I hope to be able to talk to him. He's going to be at the Tesla Society Benefit, the Love Code premiere. He's going to be premiering this Love Code, and a lot of you have already seen it. It's his latest documentary. He's also talking about the vibration of 528 hertz. And then he's going to be in Sacramento to premiere the Love Code Seminar, and he'll be talking about death in the air, globalism, terrorism, and toxic warfare. He presents an overview of his 911 book, a pre-911 book, and DVD. Oh, my goodness. So you can call her in and get in on that, 916-294-0510. 6:30 is the registration, and the program will run from 7 to 9 with one break for the book signing. So that's a tuition of $20. You don't want to miss these things. It's co-sponsored by the Organic Sacramento, and it's brought to you by Healthy World Distributing and Tetrahedron.com. Oh,
my goodness. I'm telling you, 55 minutes just goes by in radio. There's so much more I can tell you. He's going to be September 11th, 911. When I'm on the air, he'll be in Auburn, California. Can you see where he's going with this, folks? He is going to be talking mostly about death in the air. We are talking about global and the terrorism and the toxic warfare. You need to understand these things so you can call in. So just check the drlenhorowitz.com. Look down there where it's speaking engagements. And then September 14th, he's back at Sacramento. Oh, my goodness. He's in Portland, Oregon on October 5th. Sedona, Arizona with me. Yours truly got my plane ticket for Raw Spirit Fest. And for those of you who want to see us in the flesh together to see how this magic works, with Scott Huckabee and everybody else, come on down to the third annual Raw Food Spirit Festival. Well, that's about it. It's 55 minutes. I have to go. I love you all. I'm going to be filling in for Dr. Lynn all in September. I hope that you will get a chance to listen and call in sometime. I'd love to talk to you and answer questions. Until the next time, stay well, stay informed, and please, give insight a look-see soon here on BBSRadio.com. Aloha.